Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the day, question of the day podcast, which is a short format podcast on my 10 question Q&A that I do Monday to Friday on Instagram stories. So this one came in yesterday about dairy, and is there much evidence to suggest that dairy is bad for you and should you include it in your diet? So I'm going to make the argument on both sides here, because this is a topic that massively splits fitness people and health professionals. And as someone that doesn't consume dairy, I can argue the benefits and the negative effects to consuming it and to not consuming it, because it has got positive effects as well. And I'll also explain why I don't use it. That's not to necessarily say that you shouldn't include it in your diet as part of a good nutritional plan, but I don't include it in mine. So when it comes to dairy, there's very few topics and food groups that tends to split people. And that's because there's massive amounts of evidence to support both sides. The literature suggests if you go and look for confirmation and confirming evidence on the negative effects of dairy, you will find all those studies that support that. If you go and try and find these studies and literature that suggests that dairy has no negative effects at all, you'll also find that. That's one of the reasons why it splits people so much, is because if you let your confirmation bias kick in, i.e. the cognitive bias, the heuristic of looking for confirming evidence to support your already held belief, so you can kind of determine how you do this through a Google search. Like if you're looking for the reasons why dairy is bad, there's a good chance your Google search will be, is dairy bad for you? Which is going to bring up all the negative studies. The same way as if you're looking to find supporting, confirming evidence that dairy is good for you, you'll probably search, is dairy good for you? And that will bring up all the studies that show the benefits of dairy. So you have to be very, very aware of your thinking when you're looking to confirm a belief. And the truth is, like most, it's about whatever's going to work best for you. There are people that will claim that the dairy is the worst thing that you'll ever consume. It's going to cause cancer. It's going to kill you, and you shouldn't, and nobody should consume it. And the dairy is only for cows, which isn't true. Dairy is for calves. But the thought process of it's going to kill you and it's the worst thing you can drink or eat or consume, I can see the argument for that side. There's a lot of studies and evidence to suggest that it's not that good for us in terms of the long-term inflammation. However, on the opposite side of that, there's people who tolerate dairy just fine. If you have no issue with lactose, which is the sugar enzyme that most of us aren't able to break down after a certain age level. So normally when you kind of hit that 4 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old plus, even after weaning age, we tend to not produce the lactase enzyme, which is the enzyme that breaks down lactose, which is the sugar in milk. That can give people like a lot of negative side effects. So most people it's like bloating and cramp and wind in their stomach. For other people it's like chronic inflammation and sinus problems. So there's a lot of negative effects that show up if you have a lactose intolerance or you have a dairy intolerance. So if you have an intolerance to that food, you should not consume it. That's confirmed, and that's an absolute no-brainer. That goes exactly for people who have a gluten intolerance, or even people on the borderline of non-celiac gluten sensitivity, i.e. you don't tolerate gluten that well. But if you don't tolerate dairy or any food group and your body's having a negative response to it, then you should remove it. You know, the evidence is nearly 100% on that. If you're consuming a food and your body isn't tolerating it, i.e. you're intolerant to it or you have an allergic reaction to it, then you shouldn't consume that food. For everybody else, then it's really a case of finding what works best for you. What I would advise, and this is what I do with people I work with in my programs, this is what I advise people who ask me, is if you have an issue with dairy and you know for a fact that it gives you stomach discomfort, you know for a fact that it gives you sinus problems, you know that when you consume dairy you have less energy and you don't feel as good, then I would remove it. If you find that you're consuming dairy and you're like, no, I feel fine, I have no issues with it, then keep it in your diet. It's a decent source of protein, it's a decent source of calcium, and it's a decent source of calories for the most part. So again, find what works best for you. There, you can find arguments on both sides, whether it's good for you or whether it's bad for you. And my advice would be test it. If you remove it from your diet and you feel significantly better, then keep it out of your diet. If you remove it from your diet and you feel exactly the same and you miss consuming dairy, then add it back in. I personally don't consume dairy because it's a food group that doesn't and has never agreed with me. Like, as soon as I consume dairy, my stomach swells, I get wind in my stomach, and my sinuses get really, really blocked if I consume it over the space of a few days. And my body doesn't respond well to it. It never has. I've never digested lactose well. I've never digested dairy that well. And I haven't drank milk since I was about 13 years, since I was about 13 years old. So about 18 years ago when I consistently consumed milk. Now I still have ice cream and I'll still have chocolate that consumes milk. And again, the danger is in the dose. Some people will find there's a tipping point where you can consume a certain level or a certain amount of dairy and you're fine. It's when you go over a certain threshold that you get all these negative reactions. I've kind of found where mine is now. Normally it's like an ice cream bar or two once a week and I'm not consuming it every day. It's when I'm consuming milk and dairy every day, it's when I get all these negative effects. So the danger can be in the dose depending on your intolerance level. So to sum this one up, should you consume dairy? It depends. Like nearly every answer with anything that's dietary related, experiment with it. The only people who I will say wholeheartedly you should remove it are those who have a lactose intolerance or a dairy intolerance. If you know it's not agreeing with you and you're having a negative response, then you should remove that food. That goes for any food that you're either having an allergic reaction to or your body is intolerant to, i.e. intolerance means you do not tolerate that food that well. You either don't have the enzymes to break it down or you don't have the requirements or your body doesn't have the tools in order to break down whatever is in that food. In a lot of cases for dairy, it's lactose and we don't have that lactase producing enzyme that can help break down that sugar molecule. So again, experiment with it. The people that tell you that dairy is the worst thing since the devil and it's going to kill you and give you cancer, and the people that tell you, yeah, there's nothing to suggest that you shouldn't consume this, it's perfectly fine, you're going to find confirming evidence on both sides. Like, to filter the noise online, to filter the noise on social media, the best way around that is to experiment with it yourself. There's so many genetic factors. There's so many things going on at the molecular level that I don't even understand that is going to determine whether you digest a food well or not. My general advice on every single food that you consume: does it help with the end goal? Then if you're tolerating it well and you're digesting it well, then decide if you want to factor it in. The danger is going to be in the dose, if it's calories, if you're trying to change body composition, if it's performance, etc. So you're going to find evidence on both sides. Find what works best for you and then double down on that, on whether you should consume dairy, milk or other milk products or dairy products, or whether you should cut it or remove it completely.